Susretania. Susretania.
Poštovani slušalci, dobroveče, dobrodošli na talase prvog programa Radio Beograda i emisije Susretanja. Gošća emisije je pijaniskinja Aise Idžiri, zvanični umetnik Stenveja, koja nam premijerno predstavlja novi kompakt disk sa delima Martina Tilmana, holivudskog kompozitora nominovanog za Emmy nagradu. Sa Aisom ćemo razgovarati i o novom festivalu koji je planiran da se održi u Srbiji sledeće godine uz podršku ambasade Japana. Do 19 časova sa vama su Aleksandar Kostić i Teja Dimitrijević.
Thank you.
18 časova i 11 minuta. Vi ste na talasima prvog programa Radio Beograda, slušate emisiju Susretanja. Veliko mi je zadovoljstvo da ponovo ugostim gošću koja dolazi iz Londona, inače je rođena u Japanu, pijaniskinja Aisa Ijiri. Aisa, hello and welcome again.
Thank you so much for inviting me back. It's such an honor to be here on your program.
The same to meet you. Sa Isom ću pričati na engleskom. Naravno, Isa ne zna srpski, tako da ću konsekutivno prevoditi i nadam se da neće biti nikakav problem da slušate malo Aisu kako priča na engleskom, onda ja kako postavljam pitanja na engleskom i naravno posle prevodim. Lep je razlog zbog kojeg dolazi Aisa u Srbiju, između ostalog za sledeću nedelju, pardon, za sledeću godinu planira se osnivanje festivala. Aisa, I was talking about the festival that is supposed to be held next year here in Belgrade. Can you tell us something about that?
Thank you. It's very, very exciting project that I founded my own festival in Tokyo back in 2016. And since then, all my international musician friends come to my festival in Japan and UK. And then later, I established my festival in Italy. Mm-hmm. So it's like a tour of making a journey with the festival, the musician coming to play at my festival. And so the next year will be the 140th anniversary for the friendship between Japan and Serbia. And recently I had a really memorable concert at the Serbian embassy in Tokyo. Yeah, which occasion I donated one of my grandmother, 97.
Calligraphy?
Yes, she's a very famous calligraphy artist in Japan. And we donated her calligraphy work to Serbia. And it was a very special celebration too. Yes, for our friendship. And so to celebrate our 140th year next year, so I'm planning to host a piano festival in Belgrade and maybe more cities.
I have to translate that. Od 2016. Aisa je osnovala festival koji se održao u Tokiju i održava se i dalje u Tokiju. Kasnije, sledeće godine, taj festival je, kažem, na neki način proširio svoju lokaciju i nalazio se u Italiji. Naravno, sad je ideja da sledeće godine festival dođe i u Srbiju. Na tom festivalu nastupaju mnogi umetnici skoro iz celog sveta i to je jedan od načina kako kroz festival svi umetnici mogu zajedno da se druže, naravno, i da budu u konekciji. A ono što je jako interesantno je da sledeće godine će biti 140 godina od prijateljstva Japana i Srbije i između ostalog ove godine u ambasadi Srbije koja se nalazi u Tokiju bio je priređen lep koncert. Na tom koncertu nastupila je Aisa, a Aisina baka, koja je čuvena umetnica koja stvara kaligrafiju, kaligrafske slike, je donirala jednu kaligrafiju upravo ambasadi Srbije u Japanu.
So here you had some conversation with Stanway. Artist.
Imala si sastanak sa ljudima koji su iz Stanwaya, koji naravno održavaju koncerte na Kolarcu.
Yes, so it was very special. We had a big event at the Royal Albert Hall in London to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Royal Albert Hall. Yes, a lot of anniversaries.
Yes.
And the Stanway & Sons made a special design of the Stanway Spirio piano for that occasion. And I gave a recital, and it was a kind of new project between the Stanway artists and all the major concert halls in the world. And recently, you have a representative of the Stanway & Sons Serbia, Piano Land, and we had a wonderful meeting, and something very nice about it, as soon as we met in person, we had this really natural chemistry. We could, you know, share ideas and what we can do as a piano dealer, piano company, and artist to do something very special in this
And you will do that for the next year? Or this year, or
next year. That is my plan.
Okay, you have nice plans. I have to translate that. Ove godine u Royal Albert Hallu je 150. godišnjica upravo ove sale, a pošto je Issey Ejiri je ekskluzivni Stanway izvođač, imala je priliku da nastupi na...
Which Stanway piano was that on Albert Hall, the new one?
It's a Spirio piano.
Spirio piano, na Spirio klaviru, i imala prilike da nastupi i došla je na ideju da prosto umetnike koji izvode na Stanway klavirima poveže zajedno. U Srbiji deluje Piano Land, koji inače su i zastupnici Stanway klavira. Postoji Stanway sezona na Kolarcu svake godine gde dolaze umetnici i nadamo se i sledeće godine da će Issey Ejiri kao predstavnik Stanwaya i kao neko ko će da osnuje jedan novi festival da dođe i da nastupi. On our announcement, we said that we'll be hearing one new music, but we had some technical difficulties, but anyway, we should hear that the next time you come
Thank
here
you.
And visit. Najavili smo muziku Martina Tillmana, međutim imamo nekih tehničkih problema sa kompakt diskom, tako da ćemo muziku čuti u sledećoj emisiji, kada naravno Isa bude tu. A ono što me zanima trenutno je upravo saradnja njena sa ovim umetnikom, koji inače, možemo slobodno reći, čuveni hollywoodski kompozitor. I was saying about Martin Tillman, that he's famous Hollywood composer,
yes.
And you had the collaboration with him. How so?
Actually, it was quite a story. So I became the cover artist of the magazine in London, and he went to the recording studio with his producer from Sony, and my magazine was on a table, and he said, "Who is this artist?" And the producer said, "I say, Jerry, do you know her?" And he did. He came from LA. He didn't know about me, and said, "Oh, maybe I can corroborate something." Mm-hmm. And he Googled me, and actually he found me on Facebook. And he wrote to me, "I have this wonderful piece I just composed for the orchestra and piano, and maybe you could play, be a soloist for this." Mm-hmm. This is how it all started.
Ovo je sad jedna lepa priča kako društvene mreže, naravno, mogu da spoje ljude, a i određene slučajnosti. A i sa jedan časopis, to je Stanway časopis, bila je na naslovnoj strani tog časopisa, i upravo je Martin Tillman sasvim slučajno, kad je došao u studiju da snima već šta je trebalo da snima, video upravo nju na naslovnoj strani časopisa i onda se raspitao koja je dotična lepa dama i divna pijaniskinja koja sedi pored mene, i saznao je njeno ime i onda ju je kontaktirao preko Facebooka, i kako to obično biva, eto, i na taj način može doći do određenih saradnji, dakle, preko društva mreža, i počeli su da se dopisuju. Između ostalog rekao je, zašto ti ne bi svirala jednu moju kompoziciju, i tako je upravo došlo do kolaboracije. We will talk about that later. Now we shall hear some of your music. Should we play Liszt, or yes, I think we should play Liszt, and the next time we should play Sakura. Okay. Sada ćemo slušati Listov Petrarkin sonet, a posle sledećeg segmenta razgovora slušat ćemo nešto sasvim novo od Issey Ejiri.
18:25, slušali smo Petrarkin sonet Franca Lista u izvođenju naše današnje gošće, pijaniskinje Aise Idžiri, koja je trenutno u Beogradu, a već sledeće godine, nadamo se, osnovaće festival koji će se održati u Beogradu i koji će da povezuje umetnike ne samo iz Srbije i ne samo umetnike iz Japana, nego umetnike iz celog sveta. Svi smo mi pogođeni ovim virusom i zaista je uticao na razne načine na nas. Ono što me zanima, kakva je situacija bila u Japanu što se toga tiče, odnosno u Londonu, s obzirom na to da Aisa živi na relaciji Tokio London. I was telling the audience about COVID-19 virus and the situation that was last year, that started last year. When it started, you were on Tokyo? Or
yes, actually my last concert before the pandemic was in Tokyo. So I was in Tokyo, and just after that, everything started to get cancelled. And London, where I live, was quite a serious state. So I decided to stay in in Japan with my family in Kyoto as long as the situation is better. And ended up like staying in Japan for 1 year since the situation was longer than what we expected.
Aisa je u trenutku kada je buknula pandemija bila kod kuće, bila je u Japanu, u Kyotu, odakle je i porodica i ona sama. I s obzirom na to da su svi koncerti bili otkazani, a živi u Londonu, do Londona, odnosno do Velike Britanije, nije moglo nikako da se dođe, pogotovo tada iz Japana, jer situacija je zaista bila strašna i dalje je strašna, ali možda ne toliko kao na samom početku pandemije, tako da je i sa skoro godinu dana provela u svom rodnom gradu. And when you were in Japan, when the pandemic started, did you have some online concerts, or how did you spend your free time? I guess you had free time, large amount of free time, because there was no concerts anywhere. Did you play online?
Yes, I'm obviously, like, I think we all learned quite quickly how to do the online lessons and online masterclass, buying the new speaker, new microphone, updating everything we have at home. And luckily, one of our country house in Kyoto is like music house. We have only one grand piano, so we can do it's Japanese style. So it also looks nice when I do the live stream concert in a tatami mat with beam, very old beam from 200 years ago, and the grand piano. So I did a lot of live streaming concert and online masterclass, which I still do because it became very popular. My students are in the U.S. and Canada, Japan, Hong Kong, and the rest of the Europe, and we continue online masterclass. So, and also I will recorded many of the, my friends' piece, and one of the piece which I would love to share next time is Heiwa, called Meaning Peace, composed by Melanie Spanswick, British
friend,
composer.
I know, Melanie Spanswick. Pitala sam Isu kako je provodila vreme i kao i većina muzičara i na samo muzičara i profesora, s obzirom na to da se i bavi pedagogijom, prešlo se vrlo brzo na online metod, da li sviranja ili držanja nastave, tako da ona i dalje online drži časove svim svojim studentima, kojih eto ima skoro u celom svetu, ali ono što je svakako zanimljivo jeste da u Kyotu ima, osim kuće gde je odrasla, ima i kuću, mislim da je to kuća njene bake, koja je u tradicionalnom japanskom stilu, gde takođe postoji grand piano, odnosno veliki klavir, koncertni klavir, i to je bila jedna od prilike da ona i drži online koncerte upravo u jednom vrlo zanimljivom prostoru, gde je na podu tatami sa određenim osvetljenjem. Naravno, tu su i one čuvene pregrade, papirne pregrade koje postoje u japanskim kućama, tako da je zaista sve to moglo lepo da izgleda a povod za sve to naravno nije ni malo bio lepo ako pričamo o pandemiji.
So you spent your time playing and recording, and was it difficult to be so isolated from the entire world, or it was not because musicians have to be by themselves lots of time when they're practicing and preparing something new? Was it difficult or not?
It was, I think, quite both ways. It was difficult because we didn't know how long we have to wait. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I left Japan when I was 15 years old, and I never stayed in Japan for so long. Yeah. So I felt like I was going back to my childhood with my family.
Why not?
Yeah, so it was nice for my family to spend time together, especially for my grandmother, who is 97 years old.
97.
Yes, she's still teaching in a university. She's a calligraphy art teacher, professors, and so it was very nice. And Kyoto was old town city for the tourists, so we didn't have any tourists, so mm-hmm. it was beautiful to visit all the temples, Zen gardens, and that was beautiful.
Pričali smo o tome koliko je bilo teško biti izolovan od svega i biti nekako sam. Jedna informacija koja je zaista izuzetna je baka iz Iđiri koje smo pričali na početku ovog razgovora, koja ima 97 godina, koja još uvijek predaje kaligrafiju na univerzitetu. To je ono što kod Japanaca je jako važno, da zapravo oni rade ceo svoj životni vek, čini nam se. Pa naravno i jedna gospođa od 97 godina ima mnogo toga još uvijek da pokaže drugima i da nauči druge ljude. I naravno taj period izolacije, period samoće, naravno ja i se spomenula da je sa 15 godina ona već napustila kuću, da tako kažem, otišla da studira u Englesku, te je ovaj period od tih godinu dana koliko je bila izolovana iskoristila da obiđe sve ono što je zanimljivo u Kyotu, pošto Kyoto kao turistički grad više nije imao turiste koji su mogli da dođu. Now the situation is a little bit different in Japan, and of course in England it's not so closed up like it was a year ago. What is the situation now? Is it also difficult to be there, to live normally, or maybe it's not so much difficult?
Actually, what is very interesting, because in Japan we don't need to actually force people to do things. If mm-hmm. the people say wear mask, everybody wear mask without any problems, and people take distance and people stay home. So many things are very organized, and situation was much better than Europe.
Yes.
For it was like all the time quite flat. It's like in London, it was really bad situation. Many, many people are passing away every day. Then the vaccine rollout was extremely fast, so it was dramatic. But London now is also quite in their own way, going back to almost normal. So right now it's a different approach to have a straight or...
The line was not so straight. Pitala sam kakva je sad situacija u Japanu. Ono što je naravno karakteristično za japanski narod, nešto što svakako nije ni za Evropu, a ponajmanje za Srbiju, je to da kada neko kaže da morate da nosite maske, da morate da budete izolovani, da ne smete da idete na posao i da morate da se vakcinišete, to se u Japanu radi. Bez ikakvog pogovora, i to vrlo disciplinovano. Situacija u Evropi, a i se pominjala sam London, naravno je drugačija, znamo kakva je situacija u Srbiji, tako da što se toga tiče, očigledno da je u Japanu situacija daleko bolja nego u ostatku Evrope. E sada ćemo vidjeti kako će se stvari dešavati, nećemo o tome pričati, pričat ćemo o muzici. We shall talk about music now, we won't talk anymore about pandemic. We will hear something new from the composer we know, it's Llewellyn Ap Merdyn. And čućemo sad kompoziciju od kompozitorke Llewellyn Ap Merdyn. The name is Sakura. Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
So Sakura means cherry blossom in Japan.
Okay, Sakura je cvet višnje, cherry blossom. Yes?
Cherry blossom.
Okay, da. To bi se zapravo mi preveli kao trešnji cvet, ne višnji cvet, nego trešnji cvet. And this is about...
about Japan.
So it's
cherry blossom.
Yeah, cherry blossom in Japan mm-hmm. means not just a blossom as a mm-hmm. flower. It's a kind of a symbol of the beauty of human life. The cherry tree prepares for that moment, for the blossom entire year. Mm-hmm. And we have a long, cold winter. If we cut a cherry tree during the winter, wax is already in pink color, mm-hmm. so they are producing the color. Mm-hmm. And when the blossom happens, it will last for only 1 week, and it's going, and it disappears. So it's like a human life, this the only once for the beauty, and we live only for once, for this moment, and which it requires like a bit of the fragility, mm-hmm. but also this living now for this beauty.
Now in this moment. Pričali smo koje je značenje trešnjenog cveta kao lepota trenutka, kao bitnost da se živi u ovom trenutku, da je život samo jedan i da traje samo jednom. Ona je opisala taj jedan proces kako zapravo trešnji cvet postaje ružičast i da je on ružičast jedno kratko vreme, možda nekih 7 dana i da se cvat tog cveta dešava upravo posle zime i na taj način mi možemo i da obeležimo i rađanje naravno novog života, a i samu spoznaju da je život kratak, jel tako, i da ga treba iskoristiti na najbolji mogući način. Now we shall hear the song. This is for piano solo.
Mm-hmm.
Ova kompozicija za piano solo zove se Sakura.
susretanja. Susretanja. Naređenje uvek zvuči neljubazno.
Gospodica Julija. Drama Augusta Strindberga u režiji Harisa Pašovića. Premijera 29. oktobar. Repriza 30. oktobar. Madlenijanum. Mesto susretanja.
Dom omladine predstavlja 37. Beogradski jazz festival. Od 26. do 31. oktobra. 50 godina džez plamena.
Budi nežan sa mnom.
Gospodica Julija. Drama Augusta Strindberga u režiji Harisa Pašovića. Premijera 29. oktobar. Repriza 30. oktobar. Madlenijanum. Mesto susretanja.
PGP RTS vam predstavlja novi autorski album Zvuci kao boje, Aleksandar Dujin Orkestra i Nevene Reni.
Moja radost, moja slabost, ti si moja molitva.
Sreća i osmeh su moto ovog izdanja. Poslušajte ga.
Eko.
Susretanja. Susretanja.
Časova 42 minuta. Vi ste na talasima prvog programa Radio Beograda, slušate emisiju Susretanja. Imamo to zadovoljstvo da ugostimo pijanistkinju Aisu Iđiri, koja će boraviti u Srbiji neko vreme, koja će sledeće godine da ona je već zapravo i osnovala festival, će taj festival sledeće godine da se desi u Beogradu. Any plans for some concerts here in Serbia or in Belgrade or anywhere else in the world?
On this trip in Serbia, it's kind of a media tour.
Okay.
I was in RTS last night, and tomorrow I will be again on RTS and N1, and also a couple of other K1, other TV shows to share my stories and the plan for the festivals. And the next concert will be in Florence, in Italy, next month. And I have a recording in Hamburg for the Stam & Sons label. And December it will be in Japan.
Za celu, do kraja godine Aisa ima planove. Ovaj dolazak u Srbiju je bio predviđen kao dolazak za posetu medijima. Između ostalog, nećemo se pričati drugim televizijskim stanicama, ali je Aisa bila juče i ponovo će ići na televiziju na RTS, gde je snimila već šta je planirala da snimi, mislim da je čak i svirala, to ćete imati prilike uskoro da vidite. Evo, kod nas je uživo emisije, mi volimo najviše uživo da radimo i najčešće ne snimamo emisije. Koncert u Firenci planiran za sledeći mesec, u decembru mesecu će biti koncert u Japanu, a naravno tu su i snimanja. Upravo Stanley snimanje. You will record what?
Actually, for the Spirio.
For
yes. After the Royal Albert Hall, I played Schumann, and my recording for the Spirio is a Liszt and Duvalent music, so different. I didn't have Schumann, and lots of the people who has a Spirio asked down that they want to hear my Schumann, so this is the reason why I'm going to Hamburg.
Great. Ići će u Hamburg, snimat će muziku Schumanna posle nastupa koju imala u Royal Albert Hallu, rekli smo povodom 150 godina prostora, kao ekskluzivni predstavnik Steinway klavira, nastupala i izvodila Schumanna, i eto prilike da se i Schumannova muzika snimi. Mi smo slušali Listovu muziku, to ćemo ponovo da učinimo, sa da slušamo Petrarkin sonet 104. 18:51, uživali smo u Petrarkinom sonetu 123, koji je izvela Aisa Idžiri, naša današnja gošća. Ostalo je još malo vremena, taman toliko da je pitamo da li se zna tačan termin održavanja festivala sledeće godine. Do you know the exact date for festival for the next year here in Serbia, or this is...
Serbia it will be in October.
U oktobru sledeće godine it will be the festival, and for how many days, you don't know that yet.
We were now working on this, so I will keep you updated.
Will that be only a piano festival, or it doesn't matter? Or will be just music?
I think it will be a quite a kind of a, you know, extended
yeah. version of okay. Da, divna stvar. Dakle, sledeće godine u oktobru mesecu, eto, ponovo povode da nam Maisa Idžiri dođe u emisiju, jer tada će početi festival koji će ona da osnuje. Will the festival be held on Florence
In Monte Cattini.
Yes.
But actually now, since I have a concert in Florence and collaboration with the Palazzo Tornabuoni, mm-hmm. Run by Four Seasons Hotel, so they want me to host it also in Florence. So I think I will...
Da, i u Firenze će također da drži koncert i Palazzo di?
Palazzo Tornabuoni.
Tornabuoni, u pitanju palata da se održavaju koncerti i tamo će biti i održavani i festival, a mislim da će biti i master class, odnosno majstorski kursevi.
You have lots of students from all over the world.
Yes. Yes.
How are young people nowadays? Are they interested in lots
actually,
of stuff or not?
Actually, I have to say, especially with the competition, mm-hmm. so many people from Asia, mm-hmm. from 6 years old, already they are little pianists.
Da, ono što svi mi znamo, da Aisa je često i bila u žiriju na mnogim takmičenjima, ima mnogo mladih muzičara koji... Najčešće dolaze iz Azije, još češće dolaze iz Kine, koji imaju 16 godina, već su veliki profesionalci.
It's very difficult then to decide who is the best, because I think everybody is the best.
Yes, there were already, so I was always said, they are all the winners, because they all bring, because I think what is most important in competition, that we find artists who give the message, who touch our hearts. So... It's not really, but it's for them to have an aim to practice for.
Svi učesnici takmičenja, kao što Isa kaže, su na neki način pobednici i upravo i ta takmičenja služe da bi studenti, učenici, mladi umetnici vežbali i pokazali svoje umeće. Svi smo mi išli na takmičenje i Isa je išla na takmičenje, ovog puta Isa je u žiriju.
Once you were a competitor, now you're a member of a jury. Competitions are very important for everybody.
It's a good stepping stone, of course, yes, to make a career. But, yes, I would like all the young artists not to focus on the winning. Mm-hmm. It's like a process of preparing their repertoires, yes, artistry. Yes.
Da, rekla je da zapravo takmičenje su odlična odskočna daska za dalju karijeru, a znamo i sami da to ne mora uvek da bude, odnosno nećete uvek imati karijeru ako ne budete vežbali. Svakako, sam cilj takmičenja nije pobjeda, već upravo učestvovanje u smislu vežbanja i pripremanja sebe za takve stvari kao što je takmičenje. Isa, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank
the
you
time
so much.
Is near, we have to finish our show.
Time goes so fast. And we have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Morat ćemo da završimo emisiju, 4 minute do 19 časova.
Wishing you all the best on your future concerts.
Thank
and
you.
See you next year. I hope to see you
yes.
soon, maybe.
Yes, yes. I look forward to it and sharing this wonderful moment of the music and the talking. Thank you so much.
Zahvalili smo se Aisi Adjiri, koja je bila naša današnja gošća. Sa njom je zaista divno pričati. Nadamo se da ćemo i pre sledeće godine sa njom da razgovaramo. Sada slušamo kompoziciju Luili Napmirdin. Kompozicija se zove Shinjuku, a iz studija prvog programa Radio Beograda pozdravlja vas Aleksandar Kostić i Teja Dimitrijević. Prijetno.